Spunning Monroe was a charismatic wrestler with a whiskey tenor voice. He recorded several songs in November of 1959 at Peak Records. The studio on the corner of 2nd and Beale Streets was not far from Ellis Auditorium, where Monroe wrestled in front of audiences made up of blacks and whites, and arguably felt most at home. But the graceful athlete was out of his element in the studio. He recounted his lack of musical talent to the Memphis Rock and Soul Museum.
I was always inspired by music, but I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
He didn't sing, he talked his songs. During the song, Sputnik hires a band. The hot-tempered Monroe fires his band members one instrument at a time.
Oh, isn't this pitiful? Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
Monroe's former wife, Midge Thompson, recalls, even though he barked at the musicians, wrestling fans enjoyed his single.
Loud and as boisterous as what he was, a lot of people that was his following fans, they got a kick out of it and laughed about it a lot. You know, big bully, you know, up there trying to sing and beating on the bands and all this, that. It was really a calamity.
Calamity or not, Monroe loved music and was very comfortable in the spotlight. So when wrestling promoters suggested cutting a record, the idea made sense to him.
He came home and said, hey, I cut a record. And he played it for me. I said, are you crazy? I said, now, who's going to buy that? He said, nobody. He said, but it might help the wrestling business. He said, any kind of exposure is better than none at all.
While the huge first pressing of 45s might have helped fill the wrestling auditorium, they didn't sell.
Oh, it was a flop.
Even though his record didn't make the charts, there may have been another reason Monroe wanted to participate.
Oh, now, Daddy, this is some real music. Not that southern hillbilly ridge-running, stump-jumping country jazz.
He penned the song Man That's the South on the B-side, he said as a lullaby for his daughter. But she didn't flip the record over often to hear the song dedicated to her.
No, not that much. I think I listened to it, you know, just to see what it was. But, yeah, the one, we always had Daddy's record in there, so.
One knee river, man, get out of here, you ignorant cotton picket ape. What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before.
As a child, Natalie Bell enjoyed listening to her dad's fiery delivery on Sputnik Hires a Band. But now that she's older, she doesn't think it's as funny today. The man who single-handedly desegregated Memphis wrestling and was jailed for hanging out with black people on Beale Street recorded some off-color statements.
You have to take into consideration the era, the time and place that it took place, you know. Things have changed so much now. Just now you have to be so politically correct with everything, and that record is just so not politically correct.
Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here.
Monroe died in 2006 as a wrestler, improbable civil rights pioneer, and a troubadour. For WKNO News, I'm Sarah Hoover.